Mark Cuban to finance medical study to prove benefits of HGH for rehabilitation. A production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Medical researchers have long understood the potential benefits of HGH hormone replacement therapy to patients suffering from age-related human growth hormone deficiency, but we are just beginning to learn about a wide variety of other potentially beneficial uses for HGH shots. There has been growing evidence that HGH injection therapy can be useful for rehabilitation, and Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, is interested in finding out the real benefits and drawbacks of HGH for injury rehabilitation, and is willing to contribute large sums of money to find out the truth of the matter. 2-year study will test the effectiveness of HGH. Mark Cuban has already made a major financial contribution with the intention of funding a clinical study at a prominent university. According to his description, the medical study will be conducted over the course of 2 years and will evaluate the potential ability for human growth hormone injections to speed up the rate of rehabilitation after an injury. The study will monitor patients from before their operation until long into their recovery process. Human growth hormone has long been used by athletes. HGH injection therapy has long been used by athletes of all kinds for the purpose of performance enhancement. And there are even rumors around that many athletes travel overseas to Europe because medical facilities in Europe often utilize subcutaneous HGH therapy in their treatment processes, which many believe speed up the healing process. HGH injections currently only legal for a few limited treatments. In the United States, recombinant HGH is a highly regulated form of medical treatment and can only be used legally in the country for a few explicit purposes. Human growth hormone deficiency, idiopathic short stature in children, and HIV/AIDS-related wasting. Overseas, some alternative uses for HGH are often encouraged, and off-label use of the medication is considered legal practice. Since HGH was lumped in with anabolic steroids in the late 80s and early 1990s, HGH prescriptions are highly limited. With this medical study, Mark Cuban aims to discover the real potential benefit of human growth hormone injections. There is a large amount of anecdotal evidence regarding the use of HGH for rehabilitation, but there has been inconclusive medical study to provide a definitive answer. Cuban looks to provide that answer once and for all. Players should be able to use all effective medical tools available to recover from injury. Although Mark Cuban leaves no indication that he believes that human growth hormone should be used as a performance-enhancing drug, he sees no reason to deny players that ability to use the treatment as a legitimate medical therapy, especially one that is highly useful and beneficial for athletes prone to muscle and joint injuries. He believes that if human growth hormone injections can limit the muscle atrophy associated with medical surgery, it should be available to players that have their rehabilitation times lengthened by such atrophy. He believes that reduced recovery times are good for both the player and for the professional sport itself. Cuban feels that if there is no downside, the player should be afforded the opportunity to use the treatment. What do we know about this future study? Cuban does not go into specific details about the study. He does not name the university, and he does not mention the specific injury. But he does explain that the injury affects well over 100,000 patients annually. He implies that both groups will go through the same exact treatment, except one group of patients will undergo routine rehabilitation with HGH injections, and the other group will undergo routine rehabilitation with placebo injections. Besides the use of injections, the experiment will not negatively impact the normal rehabilitative process, and will provide a clear image of the effects of HGH on injury rehab. If the treatment does improve recovery times, it not only benefits NBA players, it benefits millions of potential patients all across the United States and the world. Study awaits DEA and FDA approval. Mark Cuban refused to release any overly specific information regarding the medical study because it still awaits FDA and DEA approval, although at this time he believes there are no roadblocks to approval. Also, even though he did not mention the university in particular that would conduct the research, he did express that it was a very well-regarded medical institution. At this stage, Cuban is unsure when the study will actually start because of the need for federal approval. Mark Cuban has long been an advocate for judicious use of HGH if deemed beneficial. Today, human growth hormone is fully banned as a performance-enhancing drug by the National Basketball Association. This means that the drug cannot be used by many healthy players to attempt to improve their game, but it also means that injured players are not allowed to use the bioidentical hormone as a medical treatment. Cuban is interested in providing players this opportunity if research suggests that it is beneficial, and discussed this in a recent Board of Governors meeting. He believes that if HGH injections prove beneficial for injury recovery, they should be allowed for use by injured players. After talking about the subject at the meeting, a number of universities contacted him to discuss potential research opportunities. Motivations for supporting HGH research. Mark Cuban says that his main goal in financing this study is to uncover the truth about human growth hormone. He believes that the NBA's current position toward human growth hormone is just a marketing position and wants to discover the reality for the players, the league, and society at large. He admits that it benefits him as an NBA owner if recombinant HGH can increase recovery times, but in that case, what benefits him, personally, has the potential to benefit everyone, which has encouraged his desire to see the truth about HGH for healing. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.tv. We thank you for tuning in, and we encourage you to visit our website for more articles about health, wellness, and hormone replacement therapy. Thank you very much.